Jefferson National Expansion Memorial at Gateway Arch, Part 1, The Museum of Westward Expansion, 11 North 4th Street, St. Louis, Missouri, 63102, 314-655-1700, http://www.nps.gov/jeff.htm. Accessibility rating, overall, 3 out of 5 stars. Transportation accessibility, 3 out of 5 stars. Docent-led tours upon request, currently unavailable. On-site docents and staff, 3.5 out of 5 stars. Unaccompanied visiting experience, 2 out of 5 stars. Tactile and auditory interpretation, 4 out of 5 stars. Last evaluated on July 29, 2021 by Se-Yoon Choi, BCE Arts and Entertainment Program Associate. Commuters crossing the Mississippi River on a regular basis towards St. Louis passes the arch regularly. It is the tallest and most iconic feature of the St. Louis skyline. The Gateway Arch and all around, beneath and within this famous monument rests the history of St. Louis of westward expansion. From the 1803 Lewis and Clark expedition to the age of the steamboat to the 1965 completion of the arch itself, the grounds possess many intriguing stories, tributes, and exhibitions that are meant to provide a gateway from the past to the present. While the museum beneath the arch includes some of the most fascinating history pertaining to the westward expansion and arch's development, the spacious layout and lack of wayfinding solutions make it challenging for visually impaired visitors to explore the museum fully, independently. As of 2021, all major renovation projects and constructions of the arch ground, including the underground museum, had been completed, a significant departure from the prior aging facility. Featuring modern upgrades to the attractions while preserving all the exhibits and artifacts greatly enhances both indoor visibility as well as worthy updates to the accessibility of the museum. The Gateway Arch and the Museum of Westward Expansion are not the easiest destinations to reach with the use of public transportation. Due to the nature of the museum's location, travelers could exit at either 8th and Pine Metrolink Station or at the Laclede's Landing Station. Both options will not certainly be ideal, as they involve one or more street crossings and identifying your surroundings with an extensive, open area of the national park. Therefore, the use of rideshare apps, Metro Colorado service, or other sighted drivers is encouraged. Otherwise, the park itself is highly maintained, with paved sidewalks and pathways, if you feel comfortable navigating in these types of environments. The City Arch Riverfront has recently broken ground on a park over the highway, an elevated landscape park that will span the distance between the old courthouse and the Museum of Westward Expansion. When completed, this new component to the park's grounds will significantly improve accessibility, navigation, orientation, and pedestrian safety for both blind and sighted visitors. Details on these enhancement projects will be available in the future edition of this guide. Be sure to feel and walk around one of the massive legs of the Gateway Arch and to walk the 630-foot span of the two legs prior to entering the museum. As the span is equal to the arch's height, this will help blind and visually impaired visitors to take in the composition, size, and grandeur of the monument. After passing through security, security personnel may be able to either provide an escort or offer verbal directions toward the main desk for you to request additional assistance in getting around the museum. Furthermore, visitors can be briefed on the many attractions and regularly scheduled group tours within the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial, and blind and visually impaired visitors could request audio description services for the two documentary films and the featured elements in the exhibit. For security reasons, devices may be obtained by presenting a valid government-issued photo ID. Due to an ongoing nationwide labor shortage, it is not currently possible to arrange a park ranger to serve as a human guide. However, the newly renovated museum offers plenty of added tactile models of exhibits along with braille nameplates and signs where applicable. Therefore, visually impaired visitors will be able to take in the extensive and rich historical significance of the arch and its development, and even finer details such as the miniature of downtown St. Louis from the 1900s, with a tactile geographical map illustrating the country's westward expansion. This is also complemented with an audio button that a visitor could push to hear detailed explanations of the exhibit nearby, greatly improving the multisensory exhibit. A couple of animatronic figures within the main exhibit also deliver short monologues at the touch of a button, which often pertain to a specific item or small collection of items on display. These features represent the few auditory and tactile components of the main museum exhibits for, as in most museums, the artifacts on display are not meant to be touched, even though many lie within easy reach of the visitor. For a more guided tour experience, visitors may partake in one of the museum's regularly scheduled group tours of the various exhibits. This offers a more interactive experience for both blind and sighted visitors to learn more about a specific exhibit or theme of the museum. The rangers excel at weaving the collections of artifacts and murals together in a larger and fascinating narrative that seeks to immerse the group members in the human experience and diverse landscapes of such historic ordeals as the 1803 Lewis and Clark Expedition. There are plenty of opportunities during and after the tour for asking further questions, and if given proper advance notice of the visitor's visual limitations, the rangers can ensure that additional verbal imaging and tactile components are integrated into the tour. Visitors should check with the museum prior to their visit to confirm which group tours, if any, will be offered on a given day of the week. The Monument to the Dream documentary on the construction of the Gateway Arch, the IMAX film on Lewis and Clark, and the Lewis and Clark featurette in the main exhibit room are all well worth the visitor's time. Be sure to specify that you're requesting an audio description or descriptive video headset, not an amplified audio variation. The museum is rich and unique, but the trip to the top of the arch is something not to be missed, even for a blind or visually impaired person. Be sure to let a park ranger or ground staff know of your visual impairment, as someone at the top will be able to meet you upon departing the elevator. The staff at the arch provides plenty of descriptions of the sights and scenes from the top, which offers an impressive panoramic view within the historically unique architecture. As for the tram ride, buckle up. The line forms vertically in front of each tram. Be sure to assess if it will provide ample space for you and your guide dog, as well to see if there is enough space for any other guests in your group, as the tram is rather tight. While you wait, there may be a couple of hands-on objects, such as the rope to a steamboat whistle and a replica of a set of levee scales that were used to weigh cargo. Similarly, the passageway leading to the north leg also contains a life-size replica of the monument's keystone, the topmost section of the arch, which visitors may feel and examine, allowing them to grasp the size of the arch and the ways in which it was constructed. Overall, the all-new Museum of Westward Expansion is an improvement from the prior facility, with greater attention to detail on universal accessibility, with a strong emphasis on tactile and auditory components. It is great to witness these improvements that directly benefit visually impaired visitors at the region's most historical site. Details on further developments will be shared in future editions of this guide. The National Park Service's website for the Museum of Westward Expansion provides a good summary of the attractions and basic visitor information that can be referenced when planning a visit to the arch grounds. Aside from minor layout issues, the website remains very accessible with screen reading and magnification software for both desktop and mobile web browsers.